Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live mixing lesson, and the mission is super specific. Snare presence without harshness, for that old school DNB and jungle vibe. You know the sound. The snare is right in your face. It's snappy, it cuts through a rolling break and a fat bass line, but it's not glossy, and it's definitely not that modern brittle, ice pick top end. So we're going to build presence in a controlled way. Upper mid clarity and transient definition, without turning 6 to 10k into a frying pan. Here's the big picture of what we're building. You'll have a main snare that provides the body and the stable transient. Then you'll add a dedicated presence layer that's band limited on purpose, so it gives you crack without spraying harshness across the whole top end. Optionally, you'll use dynamic control to tame spikes only when they happen, and we'll do a couple arrangement aware moves that make the snare feel louder without actually making it louder. All right. Before any of the fun stuff, setup and gain staging. This matters because harshness loves to hide behind limiting and lack of headroom. On your snare track, aim for peaks around -10 to -6 dBFS. On the drum bus, where the break, snare, and hats live together, aim for peaks around -6, and keep the master peaking around -6 to -3 while you're mixing. If you've got a limiter on the master, bypass it for now. Seriously, a limiter can make you think your snare is fine, and then the second you take the limiter off later, the harshness shows up like a jump scare. Now let's do a quick diagnosis. Presence versus harshness. Loop a realistic section, not just the snare soloed. I want break, bass, hats, and snare all running, because in this genre, context is everything. Drop Ableton Spectrum after your snare chain temporarily, just as a visual assistant. Don't mix with your eyes, but use it to confirm what your ears are telling you. Here are the usual zones to keep in mind. Around 180 to 250 Hz is snare body, the thump. From roughly 500 up to about 1.2 kHz is that knock, that woody, papery character that screams old school if it's in the right proportion. From about 2 to 4.5 kHz is where attack and readability live. This is I can count the backbeat zone. And then 6 to 10 kHz is where fizz and edge can turn into harshness fast, especially once distortion is involved. A good rule. Presence is usually 2 to 4K plus transient shape. Harshness is often 3.5 to 8K when it's ringing, resonant, or just oversaturated. Cool. Now build the main snare chain first. The main snare should be solid and not hyped. Start with EQ 8, subtractive first. High pass at about 25 to 40 Hz, steep enough to clear rumble. This isn't where your snare weight lives. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB, not a crater. If it's honky or nasal, try a small dip around 700 to 1.2k. And if it's harsh, do not immediately reach for a high shelf boost somewhere else to balance it. That's how people end up in a brightness arms race. We'll handle presence on a separate lane. Teacher tip: do one cut at a time, then recheck with the bass playing. A snare can sound kinda ugly soloed and still be perfect in the full roll. Jungle is allowed to be a little ugly. That's part of the charm. Next, add glue compressor, but think tiny desk bite, not modern smack. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on hits. And keep makeup off, then match the output manually. Output matching is non-negotiable, because louder always sounds better and it will trick you. Then add a saturator for warmth, not fizz. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. If it suddenly gets bright and raspy, that's your sign that full band saturation is generating harmonics in that 6 to 10k zone. Back off. We're not going to force presence here. We'll build it safely on the layer. Now the core technique. Presence without harshness using a band limited layer. Duplicate the snare. This can be another chain in a drum rack or a separate track. Call it snare presence layer. On this layer, you're basically designing crack like it's its own instrument. First device, EQ 8. High pass aggressively at about 1.6 to 2.2 kHz. Yes, that high. This layer is not allowed to bring low mid mess. Then low pass at about 7 to 9 kHz. Also intentional. We're not chasing air. Now do a gentle bell boost. Plus 2 to plus 5 dB at around 2.8 to 4.2 kHz. Medium Q. Not too narrow. That boost is readability. It's the snare is speaking frequency, not the snare is hissing frequency. Next, saturate this layer so it speaks without becoming full range harsh. Saturator on analog clip. Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Because we band limited before saturating, The saturation mostly creates useful grit in the region we actually want. Then transient control. Choose one. You can use drum bus. Transients anywhere from +5 up to +20 depending on the sample. Dry very low, crunch low. Or use glue compressor with a fastish attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, and a quick release, just kissing the peaks. Now gain stage with utility or the fader. Pull it down, then bring it up until you really notice it when you mute it. Most of the time, this layer sits surprisingly low, like 12 to 20 dB below the main snare. If it's loud enough that you hear a layer, it's probably too loud. You want to feel it as focus and snap. Quick coaching check here. Don't do the brightness test. Do the loudness tells test. Number 1. At low monitoring volume, can you still count the backbeats clearly? Number 2. If you turn up 6 to 8 dB, does it get painful, or does it just get more exciting? Number 3. When you mute only the presence layer, does the groove collapse a bit, rather than just get slightly dull? That's how you know you added presence, not just treble. Alright, next step, deharsh dynamically without killing energy. If you've ever fixed harshness with a stag EQ cut and then wondered why your snare suddenly feels small and tired, this is the fix. Group your main snare and presence layer into a snare bus. Put multiband dynamics on that bus. Set the high crossover, so the high band starts around 4.5 to 5.5 kHz. Exact point depends on the snare. Solo the high band for a second to confirm you're targeting the bite and fizz area, not the whole crack. Then use it like a light de-esser. Ratio around 2 to 1. Threshold so it only compresses about 1 to 3 dB on the loudest hits. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds. The vibe here is polish. If you're doing 6 dB of reduction, you're basically resculpting the snare into something else. If you want to get surgical, here's a method that works every time. In EQ 8, make a super narrow bell, Q around 8 to 12, boost it like 10 dB, and sweep between 4 and 9 kHz while the full loop plays. When it suddenly turns into an ice pick, that's your offending partial. Now decide. If that pain only happens on certain hits, use dynamic control. If it's constant, a tiny static cut like -1 to -2 dB is often cleaner. Next, get that old-school desk or tape snap using controlled clipping. On the snare bus, another saturator. Try digital clip or analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip-on. Then trim output so it's the same level bypassed. Same loudness, always. What you're listening for is a weird but important thing. It should feel louder without sounding brighter. If it got brighter, you didn't increase density, you increased top end. Different outcome. Also pay attention to whether your hats suddenly feel harsher when you do this. If your hats are being processed with the snare bus, you might be clipping shared cymbal energy. In that case, keep snare processing isolated. Now, let's put the snare in front using moves that aren't EQ, because presence is contrast. If everything is loud in the same band, nothing is present. First, carve a pocket in the hats. On the hat bus, use EQ 8 and do a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That little pocket can be worth more than a huge snare boost, because it reduces competition exactly where your crack lives. Advanced variation. Make that pocket conditional. Instead of permanently dipping hats, put multiband dynamics on the hat bus, sidechain it from the snare, and make only the 3 to 7 kHz band duck 1 to 3 dB when the snare hits. Now the hats stay exciting between hits, but the snare always wins on 2 and 4. Next, ghost notes and pre-snare lift. Classic jungle feel is often about tiny cues before the backbeat. Try low velocity ghost hits a 16th before the main snare, or a slightly shuffled placement. Keep them filtered and darker. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Very low level. It's feel, not volume. This primes the ear so the main hit feels bigger. Another fun one. A pre-hit cue that isn't a ghost note. A super short filtered tick, like a rim or noise burst, a 32nd before the snare. High pass at high, like 3 to 5 kHz. Low pass around 7 to 8 kHz. Very quiet. It's like pointing a flashlight at the exact moment the snare is about to land. Now micro timing. Nudge the presence layer. In Ableton, use track delay. Try pulling the presence layer earlier by 3 to 10 milliseconds. Earlier presence equals perceived snap, but keep the main snare on the grid for weight. This is one of those why does it suddenly sound more professional moves. Now glue with the drums without losing snare dominance. On your drum group, use glue compressor lightly. Attack around 10 ms. Release auto ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If the snare starts falling back, don't keep turning the snare up. Back off the drum group compression. Let the snare bus carry the density. Optional drum bus on the drum group, subtle. Drive 0 to 5, transient 0 to 10. Boom usually off for old school jungle unless you want to modernize the low end. Let's hit a couple higher level pro tips quickly. 1. Keep the snare speak in 2 to 4K, not in 10K. Dark doesn't mean dull. Dark means controlled top. The listener should feel impact, not shimmer. 2. Watch what distortion is doing to 6 to 10K before you add any crack. Put spectrum after your saturator and toggle it on and off at matched loudness. If the top end fans out when saturation is on, that's exactly why it's getting harsh. Fix it by saturating a pre-filtered version, or using a softer mode and saving clipping for later. 3. A sneaky anti-harshness move that keeps energy. If the snare feels edgy because the low-mid tail is too present, don't reach for a high cut. Tuck the sustain. In multiband dynamics, work the mid-band roughly 200 Hz to 2K Hz and use subtle downward expansion or shaping, so the sustain sits back after the transient. Often the transient will seem clearer without you adding any extra presence EQ at all. 4. Check the crest factor conceptually. Presence layers should be spiky. If your layer becomes dense and constant, it reads as fizz instead of snap. So if you bring the presence layer up and it sounds like SHHH instead of TCHK, you've overdone the saturation or the band is too wide. Now a mini practice run you can do in 10 minutes. Pick a classic snare, or pull one from a break, and loop a 2-bar jungle pattern at 165 to 175 BPM with rolling hats and a reese. Set the snare peak around minus 8 dBFS. Build the presence layer. High pass 2K, low pass 8K, boost about 4 dB at 3.5K. Saturate it with analog clip. Drive around 6 dB, soft clip on. Blend it until muting it makes the backbeat feel like it steps backward. Then put multiband dynamics on the snare bus. High band starting around 5K, and compress only about 2 dB on peaks. Finally, verify. The snare feels more forward, the master peak stays basically the same, and when you listen louder it gets exciting, not painful. Before we wrap, here are the big mistakes to avoid, because they're common even at advanced level. Don't boost 8 to 12K to get presence. That's air. This audio version is shortened for playback.